This is program number LW2203. Hi, this is Larry West. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen that lived in a barnyard. That little red hen scratched about and uncovered some grains of wheat one day. She called her barnyard neighbors in and said, "If we work together and plant this wheat, we can have some fine bread to eat. Who is it that will help me plant the wheat?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. After the wheat started to grow, the ground turned dry, and there was no rain in sight. "Who will help me water the wheat?" said the little red hen. "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Equal rights," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap the wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my ADC," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. When it came time to grind the wheat into flour, the little red hen asked, "Who will help me?" "Not I," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the duck. When it came time to bake the bread, "That's overtime for me," said the cow. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the duck. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the pig. "If I'm the only one helping, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. And she did. She baked 5 loaves of fine bread and held them up for her neighbors to see. "I want some," said the cow. "I want some," said the duck. "I want some," said the pig. "I demand my share," said the goose. "No," said the little red hen. "I can rest for a while and eat those 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalistic leech," screamed the duck. "Company fink," grunted the pig. "Equal rights," honked the goose. And they hurriedly painted picket signs and marched around the little red hen, singing, "We shall overcome." And they did. When the farmer came to investigate the commotion, he said, "You must not be greedy, little red hen. Look at the oppressed cow. Look at the disadvantaged duck. Look at the underprivileged pig. Look at the less fortunate goose. You are guilty of making second-class citizens out of them." But, clucked the little red hen, "I earned the bread." "Exactly," exclaimed the wise farmer. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anybody in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. You should be happy to have this freedom. In other barnyards, you'd have to give all 5 loaves to the farmer. Here, you give 4 loaves to your suffering neighbors." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen. She smiled and clucked, saying, "I am grateful. I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never baked any more bread. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. You know, one of the hardest things it is for us to do is to look at ourselves, to see ourselves for what we really are. Think about this today. With freedom, there always comes responsibility. You can't have freedom without responsibility. God, help us to turn around and take a look at ourselves. The successful, prosperous, happy nation of people is the one that thinks of others before it thinks of self. But it's also a basic rule stated even in the Bible. If a man will not work, he shall not eat. I've written a pamphlet you might be interested in receiving today. I'd like to send it to you absolutely free of charge. I think it will help along this line we've been talking about today. It's called God's Priority List. Let me send it to you. God's Priority List. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.